This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We know, because we keep track of this stuff, that lots of people have left their jobs in the past year. 47 million of us in 2021. So says something called JOLTS. That's the Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey, the next update of which we get on Tuesday. What the raw data doesn't tell us, though, is what happens after those people quit. So enter now a study out today from the Pew Research Center that finds the majority of workers in this economy who switched jobs between April 2021 and this past March, not just a majority, by the way, but 60% of job switchers saw an increase in real earnings. That is, they made more money in their new jobs even when adjusted for inflation. Of those who stayed where they were, less than half got a pay raise. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more on how money is a powerful motivator, though to be clear, not the only one.
Anthony Klotz is a professor of management at University College London and actually coined the term the Great Resignation.
Obviously, I didn't know it was going to go viral and be used as much as it was.
Klotz says there are lots of reasons people move from job to job, but money is a highly visible one.
One thing that we can often see in that next job is that it pays more. So we may not know whether we'll like our next boss or our coworkers, but usually we can figure out the pay pretty easily.
Pew's new study finds that 60% of workers who did switch jobs between April 2021 and this past March earned more money in their new roles, even when adjusted for inflation. For people who stayed with the same employer, fewer than half saw that increase. Rakesh Kochur is one of the authors of the report.
So people staying put, they experienced a loss in real earnings.
And the less money a job pays, the bigger a difference it makes to the worker. Josh Burson is an industry analyst who studies human resources. He says there's a kind of hierarchy of work needs.
At the bottom is things like pay and benefits and healthcare. And once you get enough pay to keep you happy, then you don't constantly search for a new job to make more money.
Burson says people unhappy in their current jobs should tell their employers what they want, money or otherwise. Still, it doesn't always work. Across the Atlantic, Anthony Klotz is part of the Great Resignation himself. Earlier this year, he moved from Texas A&M to his new position in the UK.
A lot of my move had to do with the pull of London.
Klotz says Texas A&M was a great boss, and his case shows sometimes employers lose workers to factors beyond their control. In Baltimore, though, also dreaming of London someday, I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.